Hello and welcome. This is the SDF, Amateur Radio Club, weekly net number 387 for the 26th of May, 2025. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access system, a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause for a few seconds now for priority traffic or to allow stations to disconnect from this conference if they do not want to stick around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. Those are the items of information that we like to receive from all of our check-ins. And I was just about to go into a spiel about how all of the stations I see on the dashboard are regulars who know how we do this, but just as I was about to say that, I see a station has popped up here, November 3, Mike Sierra Charlie. I don't immediately recognize that call sign. Might be someone who's been here before, but just in case, I think I already said everything there, but you just missed it. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Met. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, take your web browser to Sierra Delta Foxtrot. That's sdf.org. And learn all kinds of neat stuff about it. So let me reset the timer here. All right, so where am I in my script here? This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu, GMT, UTC, whatever you want to call it, on Equilink Node 9229, known as the TechLink Conference. And we would like to thank Michael, November Zero, Victor, Zulu, Charlie, for letting us use this net for our conference. And previously, it was I'm forgetting Michael, the other Michael's call sign here. DE7UX, I think. Anyway, who was the previous owner of this conference. Okay, so this is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed radio amateurs and is not limited to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. Excuse me. We like to have a topic of the week to kickstart our discussions. And Hamvention is just, you know, like right there in the rearview mirror, like a week and a half ago or something. And I did not attend this year, and but what I am interested in is new radios that were introduced. I understand that there was a radio from Kenwood, a very interesting one to me anyway. It sounds like the radio that I wish I could have bought 15 years ago. I'm not sure I'll be buying one now, but it's interesting nevertheless. I gather that Yaesu had a long-awaited or anticipated radio. I'm not that interested in Yaesu, though. And I'm wondering if the topic this week is, have you heard about any other new products that were introduced at Hamvention this year that you found interesting? So that's kind of the topic this week, new equipment from Hamvention 25. Let's see, where am I here? Let me run down the dashboard here. I have PY2BIL, N4RNW, KJ6DRH, and N3MSC. So I do not see any ham conference or any other conferences connected with us, so I'm pretty sure that's everybody who's listening to my voice right now. But just in case, I will pause now to allow for any other stations to come forward with their call signs. Right, not surprised. Okay, so first on my list then is PY2BIL.
Hi everyone, this is PY2BIL, Guillermo out of São Paulo in Brazil, with SDF username G Camari. So, yeah, I think it's been a while since I've been on the net, so I've been extremely busy at work. And that's a nice segue into your question. I have no idea what was presented at Hamvention there. I think I saw quite a bit of videos in my newsfeed from guys who have been there and showing off amplifiers and radios and what else. But don't ask me what that was and if it was something that I really want or need. Well, need, you always need one, right? But anyways. So, no, let's listen in to see what everybody else has on the news there. So that's all for now, Wayne. Back to you, AB9FJ. This is PY2BIL.
Okay, thank you, Guillermo. And yeah, just to flesh out what I was talking about, the Kenwood base mobile unit they had announced, I think it's the TMD750A. It's a lot like the TMD700 that I bought 20 years ago. But in addition to all the features that radio had, it has the 220 megahertz band. It has a D-Star. It has, what else? A bunch of other things. It has, you know, like, I think it has like Bluetooth and USB interfacing. There's something major that I'm drawing a blank. I mentioned D-Star, which is a big thing. And it continues having a TNC for APRS and packet radio if you want to do that. And it has it's a tri-bander now. And I think I'm missing something else. But anyway, it sounds like a pretty sweet radio, and it's the one that I would have snapped up 15 years ago. But I'm anticipating that the price is going to be pretty steep. I'm expecting it to be at least $700. So we'll see what happens with that. And let me acknowledge that I see that VK2DY has joined us. And for his benefit, I will say that our topic, so to speak, this week is, did you hear about any new gear at Hamvention this year that interests you? So with that, I will move along to N4RNW.
Hey, good evening, Wayne and all the rest. N4RNW, Harold here in Southwest Florida, Fort Myers. Just had some thunderstorms roll through, so I think that rainy season has just about consistently begun. I could explain, like I do every week, how the Gulf breeze comes from the west to the east, heats up over the state, then starts to come back west, and then hits us with storms on the west coast, southwest coast. Anyway, sorry, I don't know what was new at the Ham Convention, but I'll be listening to learn from everybody else. All right, everybody have a good night, good week, and this is N4RNW.
Okay, thank you, Harold. Always good to hear from you. Next on my list is KJ6DRH. Okay, perhaps Troy has stepped away from the radio there, or computer. So next, after that, we'll come back to Troy. But next is N3MSC.
AB9FJ and the group, this is N3MSC. My name is Mark. I'm located in Reston, Virginia. My SDS login is M. Cornick, and you might not recognize me, Wayne, because I changed call signs about a month ago. Used to be KQ4MII, and then for bonus confusion, I'm not on my regular EchoLink setup. I have trouble connecting, so I just brought it up on my phone here, and I showed up as iPhone user at first, which I know is not helpful. Anyway, here I am. Yeah, so I tend to not watch what's coming out right away, just because I'm not a type of person who will impulse buy. So I will go back and see what has been announced, and I may actually be in the market for some new gear at this point, having gotten through some financial challenges, aka my car needing repair and such. Got to get around so I can do stuff and make money to buy more ham radios, right? So I'll be looking into the Hamvention announcements. I understand all the big manufacturers introduced something new there. So I don't have anything in particular in mind right now. So I'll take a look at the reviews and we'll see if anything pops out as needing a place in my shack. But for now, I will hand it back to Net, AB9FJ. This is N3MSC.
Okay, thank you, Mark. I'm slapping my face. Palm face? Anyway, I should have remembered that you have a new call sign now. Sorry about that. But we also have a new station with us here. Wait a minute, is he still here? Nope, he dropped out. Okay. It wasn't a station, it was a repeater. Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa in Harris, Texas. Maybe it will come back. We'll see. All right. Let's go back real quick and see if KJ6DRH is back at the computer.
Sorry about that. I didn't hear you call me, and then I just sat there wondering who was supposed to be talking. It's KJ6DRH out of Bakersfield. Caffeine is my SDF username. I'm not really paying a whole lot of attention to stuff coming out from Hamvention yet. I haven't seen a lot of the videos or anything. But with my budget, I'm not that worried about it. I don't have several hundred dollars to throw on a radio right now. The only ones that are really exciting me are there's a bunch of little handhelds coming out now that do 10 meters. Some of them do some CB stuff as well. And they do single sideband AM and FM, obviously. And they all seem to have like a weird dual antenna setup, so you can have a separate antenna for the HF bands plugged into it. Raditel and Radiodity and the other one who all basically sell the same two or three Chinese radios chopped up in different ways. They've all got one out now, and they're all in the $80 range, so that might be my next big purchase if I have some cash at some point. Anyway, back to Net.
Okay, thank you, Troy. Next on my list here is VK2DY.
Yes, good morning. This is Robert, VK2DY, from a very cold and wintry Sydney here. We had the coldest day of the year so far, coldest night of the year anyway. Got down to 6 degrees Celsius. So that is a winter temperature. Man, oh man, it's feeling cold here. But anyway, it is what it is. We're going to have more days like today coming up because it isn't even a winter for another week or so. Anyway, it is what it is. I'm just eating cake for my birthday. Several people brought cake, so I had a nice breakfast of cake today. But anyway, as to what, I don't really have any plans to purchase anything. I'd love to get a new QRP rig or a new portable rig. My FT897 is luggable, but it gets heavy if you put it in front of the backpack and you have to climb somewhere. So it'd be nice to have a lighter QRP rig, but I really haven't been paying a whole lot of attention to anything, so and this one works for me, so I probably stick with it. Best purchase I made was the M1KE. Love that little device. I was out with it the other day and just talking to everybody, says I sound fine, wonderful on it, and it gets all of the digital modes and just runs off of the phone. And so it's my favorite purchase, and it's probably the I won't be making many more purchases for a while now. Anyway, thank you so much for taking my check, VK2DY. Back to me.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us, Robert. It's always good having you here. So let me check the dashboard. I don't see any new call signs there, and I think I have given everyone a chance to speak. So now it's time for rechecks or additional comments. So if you would like to add to what you said before, please call now.
PY2BIA recheck.
Go ahead, Guillermo.
Thanks. Two things there. I think you spoke over the last part of Robert's message there. So maybe you want to give him a chance to repeat his the end of his message, just not the start. And no, regarding that Kenwood radio that you mentioned, based on the specs you gave, that sounds pretty interesting. I think Kenwood had a handy with B-Star, right? But if they now have a mobile rig, then they definitely jumped on the B-Star bandwagon. So not just ICOM alone. So that's good, I guess. And 220, that's nice. We have 220 here in Brazil too. Not too many stations are active on that band, but yeah, it would be nice to have that. So anyways, I'll dig around to see if I find anything. But no, I'm not purchasing another radio for now. Nevertheless, sounds interesting. Back to you, Wayne, AB9FJ. This is PY2BIO.
Okay, thank you, Guillermo. And yeah, I think the new, the TMD750 is kind of like if the old TMD710 and the TH75 had a baby. so it's like many of the features of the handheld, the TH75, which has I think it has D-Star, and I'm pretty sure it has 220 megahertz, and the 710, which had the digital, you know, the TNC and the APERS and the you know 2 meters and 440, and so it's kind of like the logical combination of the features of both of those radios in a higher power mobile slash base unit. I saw a station pop up here on the dashboard, but it went away even before I could parse the call sign, so maybe it'll come back there. If I did cut off Robert, DK2DY, please come back and maybe just repeat the tail end of your transmission.
DK2DY, sorry, there are people talking here. I didn't catch what you wanted me to come back for.
Well, I think that Guillermo said that I stepped on you toward the end of your transmission, and if I did, I'm sorry, and I was wanting to give you a chance to repeat whatever you were saying.
Well, the last thing I was talking about was my M1KE, I think, and that was just that I really am enjoying that device, and it was a good purchase, and that I probably won't be buying anything else in the near future, probably in the distant future, but... at any rate, that's all I was saying. VK2DY.
Okay, I think I remember previous net when you mentioned getting the M1KE, and I looked at it at that time there, and I don't remember. It sounded like an interesting device, but I wasn't itching to have one. But it was something that I thought I would keep an eye on, but I haven't. Huh. So if you want to tell us a little bit about your experience with it, then go ahead if you want to.
Yeah, okay. It's basically an OpenSpot Pro, probably OpenSpot Pro 4 inside, but it's built inside of a microphone-shaped case with buttons to control the built-in microphone, built-in speaker, and it works off of Wi-Fi, which I tethered to my phone, and it gives access to all of the digital modes. So, including All-Star, interesting enough. I've been using it on All-Star, too. So, it's a pretty neat little device. It works on D-Star, works on YSF. I switch between half a dozen different DMR flavors, from VKV DMR to Brandmeister to TGIF, so all the different flavors, and it just effortlessly smooth moves between them, it's a great little device. I don't like the button controls on it so much that you have to, you know, you have to go through a lot of menus to do it, but I cheat and I go through a web browser on my phone since it's tethered to my phone anyway, and then I can just reset it almost instantly. So I really, really love the device. Fits in the palm of your hand. And feels like a microphone. VK2DY. Back to that.
Okay, now it's coming back to me. It's like a hotspot that you don't need an HT to access because it's got the microphone and the speaker built in and the PTT. So, yeah. How much did you pay for it, by the way?
Yeah, that's the thing. 329 euros plus 25 euros shipping. And that's painful in Australian dollars. VK2DY.
Ah, yeah, that's the rub. Okay. Well, thank you, Robert, for that report. And interesting information from you, though. Thank you. Would anyone else like to recheck or add some comments? Well, we're getting close to the bottom of the hour, which is when it becomes ripe for us to wrap up the net. So let's make this final call for rechecks or additional comments before we close the net. Okay, the dashboard is emptying out here, so I think that's my cue to say that this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Net for, what is this, the 26th of May, 2025. This is Net Control Station 89FJ saying 73, everyone.